peace and love and calmness, you know, that attracts. It's an attractant.
And my teacher doesn't, he doesn't talk about the hocus pocus of, of Tai Chi, because so many people get bogged down in the Chi theory, you know, your energy and all of this kind of stuff. And he doesn't teach that way, but there is weirdness to it. I mean, when the birds want to sit and watch you
practice. There's weirdness to it. If there's weirdness to it, I'm usually attracted to it. So it's a little out of the box. I'm attracted to it. Let's talk. You have something called healing exercise, which I think is a combination of Tai Chi and Qigong, but correct me if I'm wrong. So can you talk about what is healing exercise?
Healing exercise is sort of a rebrand that we came up with, because when you say Tai Chi, you get all kinds of mixed, you get all kinds of mixed reactions. Some people, oh, it's boring. Other people, oh, I love it. Mm-hmm. You know, some, a lot of people think it's for the elderly, you know, because it's so prevalent in the in senior homes and things like that. So healing exercise is a rebrand, sort of a catch-all for the healing arts of Tai Chi and Qigong. And it's not necessarily just what we do, but it's what other people do. You know, like other people can call their Tai Chi and Qigong, it's healing exercise. It's just a sort of a nice way of saying these are exercises that are really beneficial for your body.
Okay, got it.